Jerry and Kathy Mottinger, the owners, and the representative was Richard Fent. They were all called today, so I'd have to skip with Marla, but she did a call for me today for everybody.
So if they're not here tonight, do they start over?
Their next concept would be June 19th.
So they don't have to start over, actually. They just move up 1 month.
Yeah, they just move to the next concept, if you so moved it to that.
Do I hear a motion to postpone?
I'll make that motion.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
We've got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next one. 1721 Best Breakaways Nightly Rental.
Located at 186 Fair Lane Drive, Ridgedale, case number 1721. Of course, Highway 65 over here, and then there's 86 Devil's Pool Road. We'll zoom in. Fair Lane, third road to the left. She has indicated all these properties on her application. Existing cabin. It's a view from the west. View from the north. View from the east. And a view from the south.
Would you like to explain to us just a little bit what you have in mind here?
Yep, and I'm actually the representative for Beth, standing in for her this evening.
Okay.
She'll be here at the public hearing, I believe. Beth manages, she's been here before. She has her own vacation rental properties. This property she did purchase. We called and talked to the association with Karen out there at the association. Karen, the association president, did confirm that there were other vacation rentals out in this area, and she said that they were neutral. They were not against it, and they were not, you know, for it. They were neutral on it. I asked her, you know, if she purchased the property, you know, would they have a problem if she came through the Division III process? And they said that they did not have a problem with that. Mm-hmm.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Who was it you said that they didn't have a problem with it?
Karen with the association.
With Oakmont?
No, it's this is actually in Paradise Village.
Okay.
Yep. This is in Paradise Village.
Okay. Yep.
She is what the? She was the, I believe, the president. I'd have to look up on my, of the HOA.
Okay.
All
right.
Yep.
Yeah, so she hasn't got any control at all.
No.
No, we're just asking for a special use permit.
Yep. For
Division III.
Yeah. It's a
and
special.
And there's others out there already that have permits, I think,
mm-hmm.
on Devil's Pool Road.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like
I think
that you guys ran through with Bob.
Yep.
I'd like to verify that, but it goes right down to Big Cedar, so.
Okay.
Yep.
Any other questions?
This is not Oakmont?
No. There's two, Ozark Paradise Village and Oakmont. There's two different.
Ozark Paradise Village was first, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the property that's across the way, you can't really tell on the map, but that's actually sits up on a bluff. It's not directly like there's a driveway that, but they sit quite a bit further up.
How big a house is that?
It's about 1,700 square feet, three bedroom, two bath.
So we're talking about
eight.
And it has a detached double car, extra large double car garage.
Anything else?
So
That's just for the existing home that's there. What's the other properties highlighted for?
I guess what she owns.
We wanted to show what she purchased, which was about 1.32 acres with the cabin. So it has the additional lots that are adjoining, so you can see that she owns those properties.
I think what you're saying, that's one home? Or?
Well, one home, but...
There's some vacant lots.
There are vacant lots, yes.
Oh, I see where you're at.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
She could put other homes out there.
Right.
Yeah, but you're asking on this one home.
Yeah, right.
We are asking for the one home.
Okay.
In the legal description, it had all of the lots in the legal description.
Lots 3, 4, 5, 6, 34, 36, and 54. Ozarks, Paradise Village.
Yeah. But if she wanted to do something different, she
anything
to
else,
to buy those lots.
We're talking about one home now. If you did anything different or with the other lots or anything, you'd have to come back before this body again.
Yes.
On that. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's what we're trying to clarify, Randy.
Yeah.
See you 6:12.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay.
Number 1722, Monte Cristo Drive, nightly rental.
Case number 1722 is 141 Monte Cristo Drive. It's this corner. Nope, that's not the right one. Let's see. There it is. I'm going to this corner one here, 141 Monte Cristo. One of the duplexes in the villas.
This is not inside the city of Hollister.
No,
this is one more Branson Creek.
Yeah, more Branson Creek.
Yeah, there's one on Monte Cristo now,
yeah.
At least.
Zoom out for you. Branson Creek Boulevard. Here's our Fieldstone Drive.
Okay. All right. Any questions?
The villa next door, the adjoining, is it residential or is it?
It's owned by some people now. It was a full-time rental, and the people are living there now. Bought it 6-9 months ago.
So they're permanent?
Yes. We've got an excellent relationship with them. I didn't go out and get any letters. I don't know what all information you have, but we've got several people I know we could get some positive letters from, but I know there's been some hostilities in the neighborhood, and I really don't want to pit neighbors against neighbors.
A little bit of history here. Doug, this one was approved at 112 North Tuscany. This one was the one that was postponed that was going to come through tonight. And then we've got this one currently coming through.
Yeah. And we do have others that are just half.
I realize that.
I mean, that are just half.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, nightlies.
No, I'm just curious about the neighbor next door, joint neighbor.
And any information that you get me, letters or anything, we always give it. We gave them a handful if I get it.
Okay. Would it help if I had letters from neighbors?
You have to ask them because they're the ones that.
Well, it's favorable letters from the next door neighbor that.
It would help.
Pretty heavy with me.
Okay.
How long have you owned the property?
Since April 5th, 2011.
And have you been doing rentals?
Since April 5th, 2000, well, not since April 5th, yeah. But we rented it twice in 2011, and we've averaged 43 nightly rentals, 43 nights per year for the last, since 2011.
And you handle it yourself?
Correct, yeah.
We don't. For family and friends.
Yeah. Family and friends of once removed from our friends. A lot of those people. A lot of those people have spent the night with our friends.
Yeah.
So do you live here?
No, we live in Kansas.
So how do you control it?
We have
no one local, evidently.
Correct.
We would require somebody local.
Yes. Yeah, we're in the process of getting that taken care of. Don't have it done yet, but...
Yeah. That's part of the things that we would like to see.
Yes.
So who takes care of it now as far as cleaning up and trash?
We've got a lady that comes in and cleans, and she also takes the trash. Yes, yeah. You know, we've had problems. We had some people here with air conditioner broke down, and they just called us, and we got people out to get it fixed that same night, so it hasn't been an issue.
Any other questions?
Do you all have information that I did send in with the application? I mean, I made a list of people that we rented
We usually don't give them a whole lot of information on the concept. We just throw out the concept. Your public hearing between now and then is when we'll file them with information.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. We've got all that there to give them.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
See you on 6/12.
All right. Thank you.
That ends the concepts. Do we have any old or new business?
I do not have for you any new or old, unless you guys have.
Further business. Does anyone on the... Randy have something? Pardon?
It dies.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It automatically dies.
The whole process dies.
I should have caught that, but I didn't.
Well, I mean, that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
would there actually be a motion to deny a project then?
I don't think so. That's right.
We've talked about
it. It failed for lack of a motion.
Yeah. Or lack of a second. I'm sorry. You've got to be real careful about the way you.
Yeah, I did it wrong.
Yeah, no.
Well, because of the quorum, if a motion to deny was made and seconded and it not passed, now you have two motions that don't pass. So yeah, now where's the applicant at? They're just stalemated. They're not approved and they're not denied. But now they are because that motion died.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed that one. Sorry.
That's all right. No.
But then my question again is, should you make a motion to deny?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so that's...
It was denied for lack of a second.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, but in a normal sense, you really don't have to.
If someone
makes a motion to pass, and nobody...
Yeah, we ran into...
Yeah. But I think we followed procedure, so there's no
Ways
no, that way you come back.
No, we're all right, and I thank you for
bringing
this to our attention. We want to do it right.
I think that's the way that you ought to look at things. I mean, if you see something that's not just right, I hope we're not really on the clock here.
Yeah.
Well,
we had that problem in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I want to do it. A motion also, or the project also is denied if there's no motion to approve it.
Correct. Right. If you just can't get
really, we should never motion to deny something then.
Right.
Is that, you understand?
Yeah.
Right.
But we did deny it.
We did, yeah.
Which.
The problem with the motion to deny is if it would fail, then that would mean the person is approved.
Yes.
There's no other option. It's just the opposite of dying with lack of a second, so.
Any further discussion by the committee?